For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for April 9th, 2008. Thanks for listening. In this edition, we're reporting from the RSA Conference 2008 in San Francisco. This week, we'll talk about how to defeat botnets with Ron Texera of the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Also, the news, RSA's Arco Viello urged security professionals to enable innovation, and Michael Chertoff, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, addressed RSA attendees. First, the news. Art Coviello officially kicked off RSA Conference 2008. He urged security professionals in attendance to stop hindering security innovation. Coviello, who is president of the RSA Division of EMC, said security should be used as a tool, not a roadblock. He advocated for stronger federal legislation on cybercrime and data breaches, and he took the opportunity on Tuesday to call on lawmakers in Washington to address the problem of identity theft and data breaches as soon as possible by passing a strong national breach notification bill.
So I'm here with Ron Texera, executive director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance at RSA Conference 2008. Thanks for being with us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about, well, first off, what is the National Cybersecurity Alliance? How long has it been around, and what's its aim?
Sure. The National Cybersecurity Alliance is a nonprofit organization, and we're made up of government agencies as well as corporations and nonprofits. And some of the government agencies include Department of Homeland Security, Federal Trade Commission, FBI, and the major corporations like Symantec, McAfee, AOL, Microsoft, Cisco, and others. It was actually started as a coalition, public-private coalition, after 2001, and then officially became a nonprofit organization around 2003.
And talk a little bit about why outreach to consumers and why outreach to small businesses. I mean, why do they need to think more about security?
Sure. So the main goal and purpose of the National Cybersecurity Alliance is to conduct awareness activities and campaigns. The reason why is because we really believe that in order to have a real holistic solution to preventing cybercrime and cyber attacks is you need to educate the end user. So either the home user or the small business, partly because a lot of times the attacks actually originate from those computers. And so there's very little that the government can do, law enforcement can do, to ensure that consumers secure their own computers so that they don't become launching pads for other attacks or to commit other crimes. So in order to get consumers to do that, we need to help them understand first why they need to do it, and then secondly, how they can do it.
Up until this point, botnets seem to be, I mean, obviously they've grown to enormous levels at this point, and we've got the Kraken botnet, the most recent one that's double the size of the Storm botnet.
That's amazing, yeah.
But they seem to be mostly spam, you know, serving out spam.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you a believer that these could be a potential terrorist threat?
Well, actually, I think our opinion is that botnets serve a multi-purpose for criminals. I really believe that they're sort of the cyber weapon of choice for criminals. They do send out spam, but a lot of that spam could be partly phishing emails as well, which, as we all know, are used to either conduct fraud or even just to get into different sensitive systems. At the same time, as we all know, botnets can be used to launch cyber attacks like the cyber attack we saw against Estonia last May, which actually, and if you're not familiar with that, there was a botnet attack against Estonia that actually took down a lot of their critical systems for over 3 days, of which the point of, since they're a new NATO member, their NATO country members actually sent over experts to help Estonia get their systems online. So there is a clear link between how botnets can be used to attack a country and their critical infrastructure.
And that's obviously a priority for the United States, for the government.
Yeah, of course it is. And again, I think it's not just, again, attacks against the infrastructure. I think the idea is that botnets serve a lot of purposes. And I think if we could get rid of botnets, we could put a dent in preventing cybercrime.
A lot of the computers that are hijacked are not even in the United States.
That's true. A lot of computers aren't in the United States. However, there are a lot of computers in the United States. I mean, the FBI actually, working with DHS and I believe Secret Service, did something called a bot roast exercise, where they went in, they actually identified computers that were part of a bot and went over Bart Herder's. But they identified over 1 million computers in the United States that were part of bots, and actually are trying to go through and notify all of them that they are part of a bot, which is, I mean, that's a daunting task. I don't quite understand how they would do that. But yeah, so there are a lot outside the United States, but there are a lot inside the United States, and we need to do what we can within the United States to make sure that people are prepared and can secure their own computers. However, there is a global component to this.
Why should consumers really be involved in this? We've said time and time again that security should be built into their systems. They shouldn't have to go and worry about this.
Right, and this is a debate I'm sure we'll get into today. But I firmly believe that, and I've had this conversation many times, that ultimate security at the hardware level, the software level, is really going to degrade the usability of that different system. And I think consumers understand, in order to get ultimate security, you really need to take decision-making out of the hands of the consumer. Because really, that is the only way we'll get to pure security. And I've even had discussions, well, why don't we go down to the kernel level, with people and just, let the consumer operate two services, or two software programs. Well, I don't think consumers would be too happy with that. So I think there's a tension between usability and security. And the more usability you give the consumer, the more vulnerable they become. But the more secure you get them in terms of the technology that you incorporate in that system, the less usability they'll have, and probably the less happy they'll be with the service. So I think at the end, there is, again, no magic silver bullet here that is going to be a technological solution. And in the end, as long as the consumer has the ability to make choices, there's always a possibility for social engineering and an opportunity for a criminal to get into their system.
We're seeing that time and time again.
Exactly. And I would say right now, everyone, all the technologists have done a great job in actually coming up with security software to help protect the users, and it's sufficient enough that we're not seeing a breakdown again in technology and protecting the user. We're seeing actually hackers exploit social engineering and use that as a tactic more than trying to crack through a firewall or crack. I mean, there are passwords that they try to crack, but again, it's easier. The least common denominator for someone who's a criminal who doesn't have a lot of knowledge is to go down the social engineering route. And why that is the easiest way for them to break in, so why wouldn't they exploit that?
And finally this week, Michael Chertoff, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, told security professionals in a keynote that the federal government should get a grip on cybersecurity. In a keynote at the RSA conference, Chertoff said the government would tap talent from the private sector to address security deficiencies. Chertoff said the National Cyber Initiative, announced in January, includes a $115 million overhaul of the government's intrusion detection system, known as Einstein. It also calls on putting in place a standard to force all government agencies to meet a minimum baseline level of security, and the government should reduce the number of access points from thousands of domains to a target of about 50. That would help get a handle on the attack vectors available to intruders, Chertoff said. Early detection and analysis methods also need to be revamped so that anomalies are detected and analyzed in minutes rather than days. Chertoff said ultimately it should analyze traffic in real time and look for malicious code and attacks. Well, that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcast by going to our podcast landing page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. And you can get the latest news and information about RSA Conference 2008 at searchsecurity.com/RSA08. That's searchsecurity.com/RSA08. For now, Rob Westervelt reporting from RSA Conference 2008 in San Francisco. Have a great day.